Governor Cuomo made news on several fronts during his visit to Roswell Park Cancer Institute in Buffalo last week. His thoughts regarding the possibility of a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills sparked speculation. Those comments are among the items that we discussed on Press Pass with Jim Fink of Business First. We also reviewed the development that Buffalo Sabres owner Terry Pegula had retained investment banker Steve Greenberg to examine a possible purchase of the Buffalo Bills.
The speculation about the Pegula's interest in the Bills has been ratcheted up a few extra notches. And, of course, remember, as I've said all along, this is a process. Probably by end of the summer, early fall, we'll have a better handle on who may or may not be buying the Bills.
It's interesting, though, reviewing the way they purchased the Buffalo Sabres, it really almost seemed like a fan's ambition to go out and live a lifelong dream. Do you have a sense about this particular situation for them?
Terry Pegula is a Buffalo sports fan. He's also a Penn State sports fan, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He loves hockey. He loves football. You can't come out of the Happy Valley and not love football.
Good point.
He knows what the Bills mean to Buffalo, and I believe he told me once he was either a season ticket holder to the Bills or he went to a lot of games. Whether they actually do the bid or not, that remains to be seen. Remember, this is not like buying a shirt.
Right.
This is going to be a billion-dollar investment. Let me say that again. It's a billion-dollar investment. This isn't something you do knee-jerk or for sentimental reasons. There has to be some business sense behind it, too.
Well, you almost sound like the governor in that regard about some of his recent comments about the possibility of a new Buffalo Bills stadium. All indications up until just recently that this is a done deal. There is going to be a new Buffalo Bills stadium. His recent comments, though, say, in essence, do the Bills really need a new stadium? Is it worthwhile? This is a re-election year for the governor. How do you read the political leaves here?
I think he's being very realistic. And listen to what he said. He said, first of all, we don't know who the owner is going to be. We don't know what they want, what they're looking for. You have to have those two questions answered before you can even get to a stadium. Now, granted, the state has a stadium investigation team outside of the new stadium working group looking at potential sites. They're getting all their ducks in a row, but they're not taking that last step, nor should they, because you don't know. The governor has said, and others have said, the Ralph has good bones. Kansas City basically rebuilt Arrowhead Stadium. Arrowhead and the Ralph were both built around the same time. The Bears basically rebuilt Soldier Field. They kept the basis of it. So there is precedent in the NFL for teams to revamp older stadiums. This is one of those big question marks, and I think the governor was smart. I know people are probably getting certain levels of angst and anxiety over what he said, but it's a smart, he's a smart man. He's a lawyer by trade, so he knows the process. I'm going to go back to what I said. First of all, you need to know who the owner is,
right,
what they
want.
Okay,
but if it's an owner who wants to keep it locally, aren't they going to want a new stadium?
We don't know that. Maybe, for argument's sake, and I don't know what's in Terry Pegula's head, maybe Pegula's going to look around and say, we can, the stadium's fine. It's already here. We can do some renovations, and we're good with it. Maybe not. When the lease expires, the Ralph will be 50 years old. But I think the governor's just playing the wait-and-see game.
Okay. All right. We'll move on from that because I'm sure the governor didn't come here the other day to talk about the Bills. He came here, actually, to talk about Roswell.
Roswell last week officially got another five-year accreditation or certification, whatever word you want to use, with the National Cancer Institute. There is a lot of positive ripple effects that come from that. It opens the door for federal funding. In fact, they said they're getting $19 million over 5 years from various federal sources and probably more to come on top of that. It helps Roswell in terms of recruiting doctors, scientists, researchers. And remember, there's only 41 hospitals in the country that have this National Cancer Institute accreditation. That's a big thing. There's probably a couple hundred hospitals that would love to get it.
Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation is going to hold a series of public meetings coming up this week, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Do we have that right?
Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday.
What is going to be discussed at these public meetings?
This is dovetailing off the transition of the Outer Harbor land from the NFTA to jointly under the control of the City of Buffalo, Erie Canal Harbor, and the New York State parks.
We hear about these public meetings all the time. We cover them here at WBFO. Of course, your publication does as well.
Yeah.
Do they make a difference?
Sometimes they do. The public input was clearly in place with what has happened at Canalside when people basically said, we don't want Bass Pro. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Bass Pro was very much a black and white issue. People were either for it or against it. Obviously, there were a lot more against it. The Harbor Center wouldn't have been built if Bass Pro was being built. There wouldn't have been enough elbow room for that. The One Canal Side building probably would not have been there. It would have been a parking ramp or something like that. So I think it was painful, but I think we have a better waterfront because of it.
Jim Fink, always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in on such short notice, and we'll see you again soon.
Yes, see you soon.